Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 7th, and we'll start on this day in 1968 on a plane 30,000 feet in the sky. A young, talented keyboard player is on board, returning home from his last gig with the band Bluesology. He knows he can be a star, but his real name won't cut it. He needs a new one for his burgeoning solo career. He starts thinking about the other members of the band and going through their names. Well, there's the singer, Long John Baldry. Oh, and the horn player, Elton Dean. Got it. Dean Long. No, wait, that won't cut it. But how about... Our young keyboard player was, of course, Reginald Dwight, who we all know now as the man who sold more than 300 million records worldwide, one of the most successful solo artists in history, Mr. Elton John. 55 years ago today, he apparently decided on his new stage name. Elsewhere on this day in 1998, Steve Perry stopped believing. Yes, in Journey, that is. 25 years ago today, he officially left the band, honouring an agreement he made with Neil Sean and Jonathan Cane that they would reform the band without him if he wasn't able to tour. On this day in 1984, Roger Waters released his very first solo album, The Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking, with a certain Eric Clapton providing lead guitar and backing vocals too. Although it didn't hit the heights in terms of chart performance that he had with Pink Floyd, the album still sold well, being certified platinum in the US. Now, a song that did perform well in the charts, though, was one of the most enduring and enigmatic rock songs of our time, The Eagles' Hotel California. It topped the US chart on this day in 1977. But for today's main show, then, we're going to say happy birthday to a punk guitarist. Yes, born on this day in 1955 and celebrating his 68th birthday today is Buzzcocks guitarist Steve Diggle. The Manchester-born lad grew up as a mod but found his calling in punk when he was originally asked to join the Buzzcocks as bass player. Original vocalist Howard Devoto soon left to form Magazine, and in the reshuffle, Diggle became guitarist, with Howard Shelley moving to vocal duty. The group became a seminal influence on the Manchester music scene with their punk rock, power pop stylings, achieving commercial success with Rapid Fire Energy. Their seminal track is, of course, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have, which peaked at number 12 on the UK charts, was ranked number 1 by NME magazine for their Tracks of the Year 1978, and was also included on Rolling Stone's Top 500 Songs of All Time. It's a classic. Now, I interviewed Steve in the early days of Vintage Rock Pod over the phone. It was episode 9, with some great stories of that early UK punk scene. They are the band that brought the Sex Pistols north to Manchester, the stories of The Clash and The Damned 2, but I'm going to play this short clip that I love where he talks about smashing TVs with Nirvana's Kurt Cobain.
So you guys got back together after a few years apart, and then you went from strength to strength. You carried on recording albums and touring, and you toured with some huge acts. I mean, you were on one of the last tours with Nirvana, weren't you, at the stage in 94?
Yeah, we did the last tour with them. I mean, we were in America, and we're playing in Boston. We're doing like a 48-day tour of America. It was we had an album called TTT, Trade Test Transmission Tour. So we had all these televisions behind. I used to smash 6 televisions every night, did it all around Britain, Europe, and all around America. So at the end of the show, I smashed the six TVs and I came off the stage in Boston, and immediately in front of me was Kurt Cobain saying, "I love the way you smashed the televisions, man," you know. So I told him there was an art to it because I got electric. I nearly died of electric shock on one show. And he said, "He's only smashed one television." I said, "You've not lived, man. I'll show you the art of doing it." So it implodes and the smoke comes out. So we did that tour in the end. Sam shot himself at the end. But we got one with all Nirvana, you know, with Dave and Pat Smear and Chris Novoselic. You know, we had a great time with them, you know, in and out of each other's dressing rooms and stuff. So, they was big fans of the band as well, you know.
There's no This Day Rocks Tomorrow, as it's the big interview show, of course, and boy, is this a good one. A legendary drummer who's worked with Leslie West, Jack Bruce, Ian Hunter, Mick Ronson, John Lennon, Mick Jones from Foreigner. He's got stories of Jimi Hendrix and Keith Moon as well. It is for sure one of my favourite interviews that I've done in a long, long time. So make sure you don't miss it. That comes out tomorrow, episode 89 of Vintage Rock Pod. But until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.